Jean-Claude, Forgot Myself. Wunderschöne Töne hier in der Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Und genau diese Dame ist auch da. Und ich sage, hello, Jean-Claude.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
So good to be back at Flux.
Yes. When was last time in 2017? Last year?
Yeah, it was in September last year. Mm-hmm. And I came up to your amazing radio station. Mm. And I love it. I actually love where your office is as well, looking out over the river.
That's nice.
It's nice amazing.
View.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude war letztes Jahr schon mal da im September und sie freut sich wieder hier zu sein und findet unseren Ausblick auf die Spree ganz toll. So, it's your first day here in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see something?
I went across to my favorite cafe here. It's run by Australians, which is terrible, I know. but it's a vegan cafe called Black Sheep. So I went over and had a beautiful flat white coffee and some juice and breakfast. It was perfect.
Nice. Also sie war heute schon in Black Sheep. Kenne ich persönlich nicht. I've never been there. Where is it? Is it in Kreuzberg?
That's a great question.
Oh, you don't know. Yeah.
I walked from our hotel. It's pretty close to this area, if
okay.
that makes any sense.
Maybe it's Kreuzberg.
I reckon it is.
Also Black Sheep kann sie auf jeden Fall den Kaffee sehr empfehlen. Da war sie nämlich heute. Das ist ein australisches, also von Australien betriebenes Kaffee. Und das scheint hier in Kreuzberg zu sein. Ich kenne es leider nicht. Bin nicht der große Kaffeegänger. You're playing tonight here in at the Musik und Frieden.
Yeah.
So do you look forward? I mean, it's a
yes.
bit bigger than the last concert
it is.
You gave.
Yeah, it is. Really excited. I have a great band on guitar, Courtney Barnett, Bone Sloan on bass and Jen Chalakis on drums. It's the same band that I recorded the album mm-hmm. with. And we've been touring all around the world for the last 6 months.
Wow, that's a lot of time. You've never yeah. been home in the 6 months?
We have. We went okay. home and had a couple of months yeah. in Australia
okay.
over Christmas.
Yeah, nice time yeah. to be. And it's warm over Christmas.
It is, yeah, really warm. At yeah. the absolute opposite to yeah. your weather.
Also Sie sind schon seit 6 Monaten unterwegs oder Sie waren jetzt die letzten 6 Monate dann unterwegs, zwischenzeitlich über Weihnachten dann mal zu Hause, habe ich gerade gesagt, ist ja schönes Wetter in Australien auf jeden Fall und besser. So let's talk about your music and of course a big topic on your actual album, your self-titled album. How do you experience nowadays being a female musician in the business?
Great question. I think a lot has changed. I actually wrote a little post on Instagram and Facebook maybe an hour ago, mm-hmm. which I've put up, Jen Chloe, just acknowledging how amazing it's been for me to tour in the last 5 weeks, and every show has been sold out in America, France, Netherlands, Germany, UK. And, you know, I'm 44 years old, so I'm certainly a bit older. I never dreamt that I would be playing sold-out shows, my first ever, you know, around the world at this age. So I think things are really changing and it gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. Ich habe gerade gefragt, wie sie sich derzeit oder heutzutage fühlt als Frau im Musikbusiness und wie es ihr damit geht. Und sie hat sich niemals geträumt oder träumen lassen, dass es tatsächlich mal so weit kommt, dass sie wirklich jetzt die ganze Zeit, in der sie unterwegs ist, auch ausverkaufte Konzerte spielt. Sie nicht nur in den USA, sondern auch in Frankreich oder hier in Deutschland alles ausverkauft und deswegen fühlt sich's gut an. So, on your album, there's a song called Strong Woman.
Yeah.
How do you define a strong woman?
Well, I think anyone who speaks their mind and, you know, there's a line in the song where I say, proud my mother wanted respect more than love. And I think as a woman, you know, all human beings want to be loved, but sometimes to be respected, people aren't going to like you, let alone love you. And it can be quite hard as a woman, you know, to have to live with that. But I really, I admire women who aren't frightened to speak up and speak out and take that risk.
Mhm. Mm. Also eine starke Frau macht natürlich, sie hat gerade eine Songzeile zitiert aus dem Song. Und eine starke Frau macht natürlich aus, beziehungsweise ist es auch zeitweise hart, natürlich eine Frau zu sein, weil es natürlich jedem Lebewesen gerne geliebt werden will. Und eine starke Frau macht natürlich auch aus, respektiert zu werden und Respekt zu geben. Und Now we're going to listen to one song from your new album.
First of all,
I wanted to know for which situation is your music made for?
Well, this album is a very personal record. I mean, the cover of the album is me sitting naked on a bed.
Oh, it's you. It's you in the back. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. playing guitar. Mm-hmm. It looks like I'm sitting in my room, which I am. And all of the songs, you know, are a direct conversation with the listener. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's an album. I mean, you can put it on at a party or you can put it on in the background when you're cleaning the house. But I think it's a real headphone listen and one to really listen to the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eine Frage, die ich ihr gerade noch gestellt habe, für welche Situation ihre Musik gemacht ist. Und es ist ein sehr persönliches Album. Das zeigt auch das Cover. Da sieht man sie nämlich darauf sitzen, nackt, Gitarre spielend, mit dem Rücken zur Kamera. Und das Album und die Songs sind, natürlich kann man sie überall spielen, aber gerne mit Kopfhörern und natürlich auch zuhören, was sie sagt, um mal ein bisschen auf die Texte auch zu hören, weil es eben ein sehr persönliches Album ist. Which song we gonna hear right now?
We are going to hear the last song on the album. It's a very quiet, folky song. Mm-hmm. Most of the record and our live show is pretty much rocking out. So this is something a little bit different. It's called Dark Art. Loving you is like a dark art. Loving you is like a dark art. Somewhere between head and heart. We're together miles apart. Maybe that's why love is blind. Maybe that's why love is blind. If we knew what we would find. Maybe that's why love is blind. The other side to love's joyous shadow. Jealousy, fear, loss, anger, sorrow. If you never stay to see it in love's shadow, a part of you will always be hollow. Loving you is like a dark art. Loving you is like a bright star. You seem closer than you. Loving you is like a bright star.
Yay! That was live. Jean-Claude, thank you very much. Oh my God, you said right in my head, because I'm wearing headphones.
Yeah.
It was, as you said, for listening to it loud.
Yeah.
Oh my God, live. Ich hoffe, ihr konntet das jetzt genau so laut hören, wie ich jetzt gerade. Ein ganz toller Moment auf jeden Fall. So, tonight you said you're rocking out on stage. Is that what the people can expect if they go to Musik und Frieden tonight?
Yeah, it's a great live band. A band that I've dreamt of having my whole career, and to be able to tour this band around the world has just been the most incredible experience. So, yeah, if anyone loves indie rock with a little bit of folk, then I think you'll enjoy our show.
Heute Abend in Musik und Frieden. And you said your band. It's not only your band, but it's your girlfriend touring with you.
It is, yeah. My life partner, Courtney Barnett. We also run a record label together in Australia called Milk Records. And one of the bands on our label has been touring with us and is opening tonight, Hachiku. She'll be playing solo, but she also has a great band back in Melbourne. So if people come down early, they can see another Milk Records band, Hachiku, opening.
Of course, people should go and see the support band as well. Important.
Yeah.
So, but if you're on tour, I mean, since when you're away from home, 5 weeks?
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Time.
So if you're on the road with your girlfriend, are there, working with a partner is always like not recommended. So, but I guess you're doing fine, or is it sometimes hard to have the partner with?
Well, I think for us that if Courtney didn't tour with me, we wouldn't see each other. Because she tours so much. I mean, she's got an album coming out in a few months and will be touring, for the next year or so pretty solidly.
Okay.
So having her on the road with me is an opportunity to spend time together, would you believe?
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm so proud of her and I love her guitar playing. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I don't think people get to see as much in her show, because she has to sing and hold everything together. Mm-hmm. Whereas in my band, all she has to do is play guitar.
Yeah.
And you really see what an incredible musician she is.
Wow. Yeah. Also ich habe sie gerade gefragt, weil ja nicht nur es eine Band ist, die sie begleitet, sondern nämlich auch ihre Freundin, Courtney Barnett, spielt Gitarre in ihrer Band. Und jetzt waren sie 5 Wochen unterwegs und scheinbar gehen sie sich überhaupt nicht auf den Sack. Im Gegenteil, Courtney Barnett auch sehr erfolgreich als Solomusikerin. Und das ist natürlich dann toll, wenn man auch ein bisschen Quality Time plus Arbeiten zusammen verbringen kann, weil Courtney auch sehr viel unterwegs ist. Sie wird auch das ganze Jahr wieder auf Tour sein und deswegen ist das sozusagen wie ein bisschen Urlaub und Arbeiten zusammen. I say thank you very much for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Come back soon.
Yes.
And have a nice night tonight.
Yeah, will do.
Thank you very much. And we listen to one song. We listen to Strong Woman.
Cool.
Jetzt könnt ihr nochmal schön laut machen. Mit Jean-Claude gibt's jetzt Strong Woman. Thank you very much.